Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin with Be'ezras Hashem, personality type shiur number 8. We're in the fourth set of letters in these preferences, the 8 preferences. We're talking about J, judging versus P, perceiving. So in regards to P's, they treasure their individuality. J's are more willing to give up their sense of separateness and take on the identity of the group which they belong, generally speaking. P's are more open-ended, and J's adopt a certain position in their relationship that is pretty strong. So here's an example of a mother that's a J and a daughter that's a P. So the mother says like this, I am a strong J and have good control over all my children except my youngest, a girl age 12. She's obviously the P, the perceiving. She simply does not see herself as subordinate to me. She wants to come as she goes and goes as she pleases, eats what she likes and what she likes. She has a strong sense of self as her own independent being. I don't always know how far to go in letting her make her own choices or when to get tough and how much of a battle I should put forth in getting her to respect my wishes. If I'm too strict, she gets withdrawn and depressed, or the other way around, sometimes hostile and rebellious. So she's a tremendous challenge. And as a parent, I know she must be guided firmly and disciplined strongly when necessary, but she must also have a certain degree of freedom. So this is a self-awareness of a J mother, knowing that her daughter, a P, has a different personality. Knowing that helps her adapt accordingly. P's are so individualistic that even if they belong to a rigid system or have to wear a uniform, for example, they'll find some way to express their individuality. They would do something different, a small touch of differences. So that is where very often the J and P difference comes out, where the J is comfortable in a system of a culture that they grew up with in the family, or in their kehillah, or in their chassidus, or whatever it may be, while a P rebels against it somewhat. They want to pave their own path. They also want autonomy in that sense. And you have people throughout history that fought against all odds to maintain their independence, and P's were known to do that. P's also have a flexible approach to rules and regulations. In childhood, P's are more playful than J's, who seem to be more obedient. P children, for example, have to be reminded to get dressed or to do their chores or to do their homework or to keep things in order. And if they're forced to comply, they do it reluctantly because they don't see the need for all these rules and regulations. And parents of P children must patiently repeat over and over again these rules and regulations, since the P's are always testing their limits. But if a parent and teacher makes even the work or chores fun, then P's will do it with enthusiasm. P's are always ready for new adventures, new conquests. Impulsivity is also an issue with P's. The biggest problem for a P is their level of impulsivity, whether they'll blurt out an answer in a classroom before the teacher calls on them. They may buy something on impulse. They want what they want when they want it. They feel most alive when they act spontaneously. If they do not restrain their impulses and direct them in a positive way, the result can be a breakdown of morality and lack of reliability. So for P's, it's important for the life to be pleasurable. For J's, it's enough to know that they're doing their duty and doing the right thing. P's may need more excitement to look forward to. So there's always, with a P, a perceiver, an inner battle between the gratification of an immediate impulse versus delayed gratification for a higher ideal. The J has other nisyanos. So each one has their own sets of nisyanos, but this is a nisyan for a P. For a P, it's harder to delay gratification. They're more impulsive and they're more living in the moment. J's, which we're going to talk about now, their major motivating drive is closure. J's tend to be organized. They tend to be decisive. P's can also be organized and decisive, but their motivation is different. Talented J's have high executive skills, high managerial skills, they're self-disciplined, they're exacting, they're dependable, they're trustworthy. Now, again, J does not mean you're more critical or judgmental. The word J would fit better with the word judicious, which means you make wise decisions, integrity, with fairness. Judging types are happiest when things are settled and decided, so they seem to be more mature and more sure of themselves than P's are. Because J's are product-oriented and concerned with doing what is right, while P's enjoy being active and being involved in the process of doing. J's like to know their place in their life and in their hierarchy, and they feel safe living in that set rules of where they're supposed to be. P's are not comfortable with that. In a contrast to P, who is sometimes too flexible and not strict enough, J's have an issue that they may cling to various laws and self-made rules and regulations, even if it's no longer constructive. For example, a J, it says 55 miles an hour speed limit, and they're on the left side of the highway in the passing lane. They'll still say, some of them may still go, oh, it's 55, I'm not going to go faster, meaning the whole purpose of the passing lane is to pass the person, even though you're technically breaking the rule of the speed limit. So that type of thing. There's a difference in thinking. J's approach any subject totally different than P's do. Totally different than P's do. When you're dealing with adaptability and spontaneity, P's have an advantage. And when you have schedules and systems to be formulated and follows, J's have the upper advantage. Not that all J's are good managers. That's not necessarily true. They may not know what they're doing either, but they do have that structure aspect to themselves. In the case of a work ethic issues, P's have work ethic as well. They have a big work ethic, but they also want to enjoy the process of it. Inhibitions. Judging types are more inhibited than perceiving types. J's, for example, have trouble saying yes to their impulses. Not always healthy, because some impulses are good. While perceiving types have trouble saying no to theirs. You may have this issue in the intimate life sometimes, where one of them is a J and one of them is a P. And the J is more like with the intimacy, they love their spouse and they have warmth and they want to connect, but it always has to be in a certain type of structure and a certain type of schedule. While the P, the perceiver, says, let's just have fun. Let's just live in the moment. So they have to work with each other to acclimate. And P's have to be sensitive to the J structure and sometimes accommodate to them. And J's have to be appreciative of their spouse's spontaneity and learn how to shift and change a schedule. J's need to sometimes learn how to change a schedule. It doesn't have to be exactly that way all the time. The challenge for J is if they're not healthy or they're unintegrated, they may become OCD-like, obsessive-compulsive, and they will suffer from perfectionism, petty perfectionism over unimportant details, and self-produced rituals that are not healthy. That's the negative, the sign of a J, that they have to be very careful. A P may fly and go, beyond what they're supposed to be doing by being impulsive. The J has the reverse problem often. They want a set rule, set structure, and they're chained by it even when it's unhealthy. So one has to be careful with that. As a parent, J's like to control and manage, giving advice about what others should or should not do. And in a way, that parent approach of a J has an advantage of giving the others a sense of security, limits, policies, schedules. But the disadvantage of this is that some people may feel patronized or inadequate in the presence of a J. They may feel inferior. That is sometimes why people got turned off sometimes in Torah Yiddishkeit, or when they're learning about it, the J approach for some people is not healthy for them. They need a more flexible approach. There are different types of J's. There is a SJ, again, a sensing J, which they apply their managerial and organizational skills in a concrete physical world way. For example, applying halacha properly, formulating household rules and schedules, banking systems, medicine, school systems. All this is SJ functionality. Okay, STJs, they have the thinking. So they're people who prefer things and facts, budget, systems, analysis. SFJs, who have the feeling, deal with people more. So that is the SJ aspects. Then you have an NJ, a J that's intuitive. So they apply their managerial and organizational skills in the world of philosophy and science and psychology. They're excellent teachers, but exacting teachers. There is a NTJ, which is uses their thinking ability and their impersonal approach. And there's an FJ that is more warm and personable. In the childhood aspects of things, you have to recognize the limits of J's and P's there and to understand them. Very often, J's are more conservative. They're comfortable to conform to standards and do things that are socially acceptable and conventional. And perseverance. See, J's also have this blind devotion, but their need for closure can be destructive. It can make them become fanatically rigid. Here's an example. An unintegrated, meaning an unhealthy SJ, so S means concrete world, J means judging, which means they lack the intuition and they lack that flexibility, came to visit and got upset when I threw away leftovers that my youngest child hadn't finished eating. She said I should force feed him to finish so that he would learn not to waste food. I told her it was more important for me not to destroy his spirit. And I assured her that I'm not a wasteful person, but I can't force food on a child. And this unhealthy SJ said, a rule is a rule and must be followed. And I asked her to put a dollars and cents value on the food that I had to throw out. It came out to a few pennies. I asked her, are those few pennies worth it to make this child miserable? And she repeated, a rule is a rule. This is why, by the way, these SJs that are unhealthy, they can learn halacha and know it cold, inside out, outside in. But they are unhealthy. They will be machmer on things. They will drive their wife or husband crazy. And sometimes they need to ask a shaila, and when the Rav says something's okay or should be done differently, they need to follow it and let go of their rigidity. So you have those situations too. The problems in relationships that could come between a P and a J if they don't learn about each other's personalities and adapt. The idea is to balance each other. The uninhibited spontaneity of a P, they need to learn from a good judgment of a J to be in check. And if a J is too conservative and too hesitant, they could learn from the enthusiasm of a P and learn from them. A J will always be a J, but they need to learn P qualities to sometimes be more spontaneous and have fun sometimes. If your husband or wife need a vacation, but you're a J and you stick to rules, it has to be this way, that way, the other way, or I can't take off from this and that, that's not healthy. They need to learn some spontaneity. Both P's and J's are capable of using their skills and learning from each other. As all pairs, there's advantages and disadvantages to both of these preferences. So if there's no real good or bad here, like we said many, many times. A pure P, if they lack in the J, they'll be irresponsible and wishy-washy and impulsive. A J without the P is intolerant and prejudiced and overly rigid. So you need to balance the two. So to summarize the final points about a P and a J, if you are a P, you're spontaneous, you live in the moment, you're impulsive, you're open-minded, you're willing to admit to new ideas, even if they conflict to your own, you understand other points of view, you're curious, you're adventurous, you have a zest for experience. It's interesting because if you are an introvert, you're also spontaneous, but it doesn't show as much when you're an introvert. So this is where it's very important to understand these personality types, because an extrovert, if you're outgoing and you're a P, you'll be flying all over the place. It'll be very clear that you're a P. If you're an introvert, it may take a little noticing to realize this person's a P, but even as an introvert, they'll be impulsive and open-ended and so on and so forth. That's the P. J needs closure. They manage, they organize, they direct, they plan, they set limits, they're restrained, they're purposeful, they're exacting, they're reliable, they're dependable, they're trustworthy, they aim to be right, they're systematic, they're orderly, they're decisive, they're based on settled opinions and acceptance of basic routines, which they value. So this concludes the introductory discussion about the 8 letters paired in 4 different pairs, which makes 16 combinations. As we go along, we'll get used to it, and it'll get a lot easier to understand. And the more you're enlightened with it, the more clarity you'll go, aha, about a person, about yourself, about your child, about your spouse. That will really, truly help in all interpersonal relationships, and especially in marriage. Bracha v'atzlacha.